The Riverside girls basketball team is ready to get back into action tonight after beating Essex 50-13. Head coach Mitch Rice was proud to see that his team worked so well together in the game and that he was able to get so many of his girls playing time.
We were pretty happy with the focus that the girls came out with. Obviously started out a little slow in that game, but we were excited to see how well our defense transitioned and flowed and moved. You know, holding them scoreless in two out of the four quarters was pretty big. And, you know, we played 11, 12 girls in that game. And we played, 10 girls played over 15 minutes. So we were excited to see the depth that we were able to get from all of our kids, kind of what we expected going into this year. And all of the girls being able to execute kind of what we've been looking for.
One thing for Riverside this season is that they're looking to be faster, especially in the zone offense. The defensive end for the Bulldogs will be one of quickness and execution, as they will be relying on both tight zone and man-to-man coverage this year.
You know, we want to be fast. We want to execute in transition. We want to execute in the half court. You know, it's so hard week in and week out because you just don't know what you're going to get. We see some man, see a lot of zone. I'd really like to see more flow in our zone offense. You know, sometimes that gets a little stagnant, a little stale. And defensively, we want to be all over the place. We want to be help side. We want to be multiple on the defensive side. We want to be able to play man. We want to be able to play zone. We want to be able to press. We want to be able to sit in the half court. You know, a lot of high expectations, which is why the execution is so important going forward this season.
When looking at the team this season, the Bulldogs have just one four-year senior, Alyssa Amdor. The senior was already an impactful player in the last game against Essex, as she scored 10 points, pulled in 2 rebounds, and went 3 of 8 from the field. Coach Rice is looking for a lot from her this season in terms of her basketball knowledge and adversity.
You know, that's hard. We've got a bunch of great girls. We have 13 girls out. Really excited. You know, Alyssa Amdor is our only senior this year. She'll be, I think, one of like 2 girls that have played 4 years of basketball at Riverside in the past 6 or 7 years. So I'm really excited to see what she can do with the knowledge that she has from playing for 4 years and how she handles adversity this season.
The Riverside Bulldogs will be taking on the AHSCW Vikings tonight in a series that has deep-rooted history. Riverside has lost the last 2 games to AHSCW, but this is a new season. Coach Rice is still looking for multiple improvements out of his girls just past their first game and looks for those improvements to be executed on the floor tonight.
You know, a lot of our improvements have got to be on the defensive side. You know, we left some open spots when we were in our zone. You know, we didn't get to defend certain areas the way I would have liked. You know, that's being very, very picky on the defensive side, of course. And then offensively, I really want to make sure we get out in transition and go with our eyes up. We did a good job of getting the ball out and going, but not always having our eyes up and looking for that transition bucket. I really think we can do a lot of good things in transition this year. We're fairly fast. You know, we're not extremely tall. So we're going to have to take advantage of that moving forward.
Riverside travels to battle against AHSCW tonight with the opening tip-off at 6 p.m. This game will be broadcast live on KSOM 96.5 and video live stream on WesternIowaToday.com with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show will begin at 5:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.